All right, well, let's move over to another tech story. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is saying that he's going to work directly with technology companies to help defend them against the CIA's hacking tools.
We have decided to work with them, give them some exclusive access to the additional technical details we have so that fixes can be developed and pushed out so people can be secured.
Now, this, of course, follows the fact that earlier this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of purported secret CIA files detailing the tools the agency uses to hack into computers, mobile phones, and other internet-connected devices. So joining us now with more on this is Hiawatha Bray, tech columnist for the business section of the Boston Globe. Hello, Hiawatha.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Constantly uncertain about cybersecurity, to be perfectly honest.
Well, people are listening to you anyway, so there's no point you're worrying.
So tell us more about what exactly the purported CIA capabilities here are that WikiLeaks did their big dump on.
Well, yeah, well, basically what WikiLeaks did is to somehow get their hands on thousands of documents, many of which, according to WikiLeaks themselves, were for some bizarre reason not even classified, but were supposed to be locked in the bowels of the CIA, which describe a host of exploits, as they are sometimes called in the security world, weaknesses in a variety of commonplace operating systems that people use every day, including the operating systems of our iPhones, our Android devices, our Windows computers, Mac computers, Linux computers, and even some consumer devices, including Samsung television sets. There are people who do nothing at the CIA but try to find ways of tiptoeing around various security features on these devices, allowing them to basically tap into them without the user's knowledge. One of the things I want to say early up front, though it might be controversial in some circles, is I don't have a problem with this. This is what the CIA is supposed to do. If anything, what shocks me is the fact that their security is so lousy that it ends up getting out all over
WikiLeaks,
the world.
WikiLeaks, yeah.
Exactly. It is terrible security. But the CIA is actually doing its job. In fact, that's one of the weirdest things about all this. This is a good thing for them to be doing. But the question then arises, when they find these bugs, what should they be doing with them?
Well, so let me ask.
That's one of the key problems.
Exactly. So let me ask you about this, because it was, I don't know, back in 2010-ish, I believe, that President Obama actually said or promised that if the government gained knowledge of security flaws with technologies, that it would actually share that with the firm so that they could be fixed. But it doesn't seem.
Absolutely.
If we're to believe WikiLeaks, it doesn't seem as if the CIA has been doing this. Isn't that a problem?
That's really a very touchy problem. Now, that doesn't mean they have never done it. I'm sure, I hope anyway, that if something really terrible, like a couple of years ago, there was that thing called Heartbleed, which was found on millions of servers throughout the world and could have been used to steal practically everything. And I would hope that if they found something like that, they would recognize it's too dangerous. We've got to make sure the world knows about it. But they're probably thinking to themselves, this one isn't so bad, but we could use it to break into some terrorist smartphone. So let's put it on file somewhere. But that does seem to be in violation of an undertaking that the government has made that they won't do this. And it's a real moral conundrum, because on the one hand, they're saying we could make keep the country safer if we're able to spy on people. But on the other hand, if we don't tell people about these security flaws, criminals and terrorists and other agents could get in, and that makes the country less safe.
Right.
Where do you draw the line?
So we've just got under a minute to go here, Hiawatha, yeah. But now we have Julian Assange saying he's going to do exactly that. He's going to share this with the tech companies and help them build tools against the CIA.
Right. Whatever you think about Julian Assange, this is exactly the right thing to do, because he should not release that information to the world until the companies that make this stuff have had a chance to fix the flaws. Apple says they already have run across some of these on their own and fixed them. We need to get all of these out as quickly as possible and get them fixed. But do I personally believe that there is something monstrous about the CIA doing this? I got to admit, I don't. I'm just worried about where they draw the line, about how far they go and how much they share to the rest of the world so that we can get our devices fixed so that the rest of the world isn't spying on us.
Hiawatha Bray, tech columnist for the business section of the Boston Globe. Always great to have you, Hiawatha.
Thanks a lot.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.